3 o'clock growl. That's an angry growl. An angry growl. The Lakers win last night. They blew a 19-point lead at one point. We're kind of getting used to this with the Lakers. The Rams, as you heard Morales say, and by the way, he's rubbing my nose in it. He's rubbing my nose in it. The Rams lose. They get absolutely worked by the Green Bay Packers. The score doesn't tell the full story. Matthew Stafford, an absolute disaster now, 3 weeks in a row. And you got to wonder, is this really the guy? He does not look like a Super Bowl quarterback at this moment. The Dodgers have lost Corey Seager to the Rangers. The Dodgers have lost Max Scherzer to the Mets. The good news, USC surprised the world, shocked the world. Hired Lincoln Riley as its new head coach.
Yeah.
That's the good news of the day.
I like that one. He's like 38. So yeah. So now we have Brandon Staley, Sean McVay, and Lincoln Riley, all under 40. They're like the, you know, those lists, like top 40 under 40?
Yes.
They're all on those lists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. We've been talking about all this, so let's jump out on the phone. So let's go to Mark in the Inland Empire. Mark, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, I'd like to come up with some, not only just to complain, but to complain about things with the Rams and okay. Stafford, but come up with some ideas,
okay.
What I think that they could be doing.
Good.
If you noticed the first 6-7 games they played, Stafford had either a lot of time or his wide receivers had good separation.
Yes.
Most quarterbacks could hit that then. Is what I wanted to impress me about him was if he had pressure in his face or if his receivers were covered well, how would he do? And that's what started with the Arizona game. His receivers were covered well. I was at the game. And not that they had a lot of pressure on him, and he just didn't know what to do. So good quarterbacks or good teams, is what they do is they do a lot more check downs.
Yep.
They throw to the running back out of the backfield like we used to do with Gurley and just do short passes. Don't try to do this mid-range or deep passes with him because he's not one of the top five quarterbacks. We all know that. But he's good enough if they make some changes and coddle him a little bit, you know, like he did with Goff. You know, he did it in the second half against Tennessee, but he didn't do it in the first half, rolling him out, throwing some shorter passes because yep. the pass rush is good. That's what teams do against us.
Let me ask you a question because you're obviously a smart guy. Do you think Stafford has it?
He has enough. He has enough because he does, and he has a better arm than Goff. But better arm doesn't do it. You got to have more than that. But you also have to have the right coaching plays. It's just like the Niners. They coddle Garoppolo in a way.
That's
run
true.
The ball, run the ball. So if McVay's just got it, I know he's got a lot of pride. We all do in certain areas. But you know what? It's all about winning. Do you remember that one year when we had Mike Martz and Warner?
Yes.
And we were playing a really good team against the Giants. I think they might have played them in St. Louis. It was a defensive battle. Martz ran the ball most of the game, and we won 15-14.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point because, you know, obviously we have Daryl Henderson and Sony Michel. Cam Akers is reportedly going to be back by the end of the year, and we could see him before mm-hmm. the season is up. He would make a huge difference. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate that. I think the loss of Woods is gigantic.
Yep.
I think it just changes everything. And that's why Cooper Kupp, I think he only had 2 targets in the first half yesterday. But Matthew Stafford making huge mistakes mm-hmm. repeatedly now. 5 interceptions over 3 games, pick sixes in 3 consecutive games. He's saying coddle him like Jimmy Garoppolo. That's not what we signed up for. We didn't sign up for Jimmy Garoppolo. We signed up for state-of-the-art, hand-chosen Sean McVay quarterback. And that's not what we're getting yep. right now.
Now, have you seen anything from Stafford in the first couple weeks where you immediately said, oh, he's way better than Jared Goff. I see
oh, yeah.
what everybody saw in him.
Right. As of 3 weeks ago, he was the number one rated quarterback in both quarterback
wow.
rating and QBR. So,
so
it was there. He just came off the rails.
So it's in there. He's just in a bad spot.
Yeah, he's in a really bad run, and he's got to figure it out in a big hurry. Now, hopefully this is a soft spot this week. They've got Jacksonville this week. Although I saw Jacksonville beat Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. Jacksonville, you can't screw around with any of these teams. It's a week-to-week league, and who knows. You beat Jacksonville, and then you go to Arizona. That's going to be the real test, going to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky and Lancaster. Let's try that. Ricky and Lancaster, you're on 710. Hey, man.
What's going on, Mace? How you doing? Hi, Momo.
Everything's great.
I want to say that you were correct, Mace, even when you asked Sean McVay those weeks ago. We are two-cup friendly. Or not friendly, but
two
I would say
reliant.
That he's relying on him. Yes, too reliant on him. And the Robert Woods thing was probably the one thing that impacted this season the most so far, I would say.
Yeah, I think it changed everything. And we have no depth now at wide receiver.
So what
no
you're
depth.
Saying
Absolutely.
Is that Mace, when he asked Sean McVay.
Yes, 100%, Momo.
When he asked Sean McVay.
I was thinking it then.
Thinking it then. I like this guy.
I've said it.
I like this guy.
Truth. You could see his progress. I don't have the tape film like, you know, all the, you know, you fancy guys. But I watch the game like a regular person. I see where Stafford's head is at. His progression is always wherever Cup is for the most part.
There you go. There you go.
And you can't start there. You have to be prepared to, you know, like your last
check down.
We
exactly
have no
right.
running backs out the back. Nothing. We're not.
Hey, Ricky, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. Yeah, I wonder now if you go back and look at that that question.
I mean,
was it really that dumb a question?
No, I mean, he just shot you down. Maybe he should have listened. Maybe he should have thought about it a little bit.
I asked Sean McVay if Stafford was too cup reliant.
No,
yesterday.
Not really.
No, not really. He does not.
I mean, he
so
didn't
still.
Even entertain the question.
No, not really.
Maybe you were onto something, Mace.
Maybe I was. Hey, I asked the tough. You look, if you're going to come to a Steve Mason interview, you got to deal with the heat, man.
Yeah.
I am going to ask the tough questions. Bergman, is this not correct? Do I not really bring it when we have a guest on?
Oh, you ask the toughest questions at this station without fail.
It's uncomfortable.
What's the toughest question I can ask McVay on Wednesday?
The toughest question you can ask him is...
Given what we're talking about right now.
Is Matthew Stafford the right guy to get you to the playoffs this year?
Do you still feel like Matthew Stafford is the right guy for this offense?
Right.
Now, that's a tough question, right?
Yeah.
You gonna do it?
That is a pretty tough question.
What
I think
you think,
could
Momo?
Ask him,
too
do
tough?
You feel like you've gone away from the running game too quickly in these
that's,
losses?
That's not even remotely like the question that I just asked.
That'd be pretty tough.
No, not really.
It's not. Even Sean says, no, not really.
How do you explain the awful disparity in time of possession the last 3 weeks?
Again, these are like softballs.
Is that a softball?
Yeah, that's a softball.
Do you think Raheem Morris is the right guy for the defensive coordinator job?
Oh.
Ooh, that's really tough.
See, I don't think you actually get the best answers when you ask really direct, pointed questions, because then people just get defensive.
No, sometimes you can get the best answers.
Because they stutter and stammer and get nervous.
With a direct, pointed question, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it depends.
I mean, I could say, what's wrong with Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, you could say that.
Is that a tough question, Bergman? What's wrong with Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to tell you, oh, you know, he's got a hurt back. He's got a hurt leg. He's got a hurt toe. He's got a hurt
although
finger.
The Rams have said nothing about his injury. It's been speculated, like, I think it's Josina Anderson tweeted, it's, you know, back, it's whatever. But the Rams haven't come out and said that. He was not listed as questionable for the game.
Diana Rossini had a report. I'll find it.
Yeah, Diana Rossini, that's who it was. It wasn't Josina Anderson.
But she basically
Anderson,
said there's,
Rossini.
Like, everything wrong with him.
Yeah, he's got a hand, an elbow, a back.
Yeah, she said Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford has been dealing with pain in his throwing arm, his elbow, a sore ankle, and a chronic back pain, per sources.
That's a lot.
He will play today.
That's a lot. Let's go to Jim in Chino Hills. Jim, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's
I
great.
I want to talk about Morris.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Coach Morris. That was a wrong hit on him, I'm telling you. Yesterday, when he played Green Bay, they got two offensive linemen that are hurt.
I know.
You should have jammed those receivers and blitzed. This guy never blitzes. He's running a four-man front. Aaron Rodgers will kill you with a four-man front.
You know what? I think this is a really good point, and you nailed it. They have a backup left tackle and a backup, I think it's a right tackle. Both backup guys, their starters are out, and they got no pressure on Rodgers at all. And you're right, a lot of it was four-man rush and drop everybody else back in coverage. They did not blitz a lot yesterday, and they never got to Rodgers. He got very comfortable back there.
Yeah, and another thing, I'm sorry, but Von Miller, he's looking really old. I mean, I didn't see anything out of him. I mean,
yeah,
the guy, you just watch him, focus on him, he's slow. He's not what he used to be.
Yeah, he's a sexy name. He's a sexy name. They added a big star, but you're right. I mean, he did not. He had one tackle for loss and three hurries yesterday, and that was it. Didn't get to the quarterback.
And McVay, he's getting too vanilla. You could tell everything he's doing. What happened to the creation he used to have? I mean, he's just too vanilla. Before he would throw a pass and the guy's open by 10 feet. Now he throws a pass, and every time he throws it to somebody, he's got two guys on him.
Yeah, nobody was open. I think that's a function of Robert Woods, that nobody's open. But they couldn't find Kupp in a meaningful way yesterday. They found OBJ in that garbage time play. Van Jefferson has been really, really good this year. He's been really good, but they've got no depth at wide receiver. Jim, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. So, should we tell the Mythical Money story?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, we have Mythical Money here on the show, and we each start with $100,000 Mythical dollars. And we continue to make bets throughout the year, Mythical bets on games. So I was doing pretty well. And I decided, I saw a bet, and I'm like, you know what? I think that's a winner. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. And the bet was, I bet everything I had, it was $82,000, on there being no overtimes on Thanksgiving Day.
It's like the most random bet you could make. Like, where'd you come up with that?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1-7 odds. I would have made $12,000, Mythical dollars.
Okay.
And I thought, $12,000 Mythical dollars, that's a pretty easy bet. Then I watched the Cowboys and the Raiders go into overtime, and I'm like, I'm screwed. I'm done for the year. That's it. I've got no more Mythical money. I'm out of this game. Bergman, was that not, in retrospect, don't you think that was a smart bet?
I mean, it was okay, but I felt like it was like Sean McVay on the, you know, in the first quarter when he was on 4th-and-1 at his own 29.
You thought it was a desperate bet?
No, I just thought that there was not a huge upside. If you got it, like, you're still on your own 30. If you got it, you would have gotten $12,000. And if you lose, which you did, you lose $81,000.
Yeah,
and now you're gone.
I decided I was going to try something different.
Right, but I mean, like, now, see, you're the only one that bets with everything. Like, Jorge forgets. John bets these crazy parlays. You were the only one that was going to challenge me.
Exactly.
And you wanted to get back in it. Hey, guys, I lost it all. Can I get back in it? No, you can't get back in it.
I was going to give him money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
no, he's going to loan
me
money.
You can trade him. I think we should engineer a trade. So you can't just give him money.
Well, I have no
you
assets.
You have to get something for it.
Oh, no, I was going to ask for a VIG, basically. So every bet that he makes, I was going to get a percentage of.
Oh.
So if he makes a $20,000 bet and he wins, then I'd get like $2,000.
I think you should make him bet on something he doesn't want to have happen. Because Mace likes to bet
with
his heart.
Well, here's what I intend to do. So right now, the Mythical Money dollars are, let's see, Bergman, mm-hmm. How many times have you ridden your Peloton this year?
This month? 17. I have till tomorrow, and I have to ride it one more time to hit 18.
You will get $25,000 Mythical dollars.
That's right.
So, assuming you bet $30K on UCLA this weekend and they blew out Cal.
Blew them out.
You get $25K for riding your Peloton. Does that put you at 184?
No, I'm at 184 right now. I'll be at 209 tomorrow.
Wow.
209.
Yep. Nobody's close to me right now. Just so
Ireland is at 70. And Jorge, you're at 96. Now, here's my advice, Jorge.
No, thanks. Keep it. No, gracias, man. Stay.
Here's my advice. Go with a seasoned gambler to help you make these bets. Because Jorge, you realize you have to catch somebody with $209,000. They have double yours.
Yeah.
Do you think you're capable of that?
I'll take my chances, yeah.
Do you want any seasoned gambling advice from me?
No, not really.
Thank you, Sean.
I think you know what you should do? You should make Mace earn his way back into it. Everybody give him $1,000.
I gave him 10.
He blew it.
He blew it.
Yeah, then he blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have said, no, I'm not, I don't want your charity.
What if we do something?
No, I know what you got to do. You have to place bets on the against the Rams. You have to bet against the Rams.
No, absolutely not.
You have to bet for the 49ers.
Unfortunately, they might win, but but I'm not going to bet against the Rams.
You have to make him bet a certain amount against things that he wants to have happen. He has to bet against his heart.
Yeah, no, you're confusing things.
See, that's why I was going to give you like $20,000 of mine, and then you just have to pay me back. And if you lose it all, then you give me $20,000 next year. So I start with 120 and you start with 80.
Yeah, but that was vetoed by the group.
It was vetoed. Yeah.
I like my idea. Make him bet on the Bruins. Greg, get him to bet on the Bruins.
Ooh, no, but this is going to be a jinx. We don't want that.
By the way, you know, the Bruins, you and Chip Kelly, you guys are rolling.
Gaudy little Bruins.
He's not going anywhere.
Pac-12 championship game.
No, he's not going to the Pac-12 championship game. Utah is.
Oh, Utah. So, bowl game. What bowl game do they go to?
I don't know. They'll go to Las Vegas Bowl. They
might
go to
you've got Jimmy Kimmel Chip Kelly again for next year.
Yeah, no, he's back. He's back.
You've got Lincoln Riley. Yep. You've got Chip Kelly.
Yeah, you got the better end of the deal. I hate to say that out loud, but you got the way better end of the deal. Lincoln Riley is a hell of a hire.
Do you know, wait, I got a, this is a random Lincoln Riley.
Hold on with your random thought. Right.
He's doing his press conference right now, by the way.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, we're recording it.
Oh, Lincoln Riley's
Do you know
his
what his dog's names are?
No.
Boomer and Sooner.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Rename him Troy and Trojan.
What do you do? You like rename the dogs?
And on. Fight and on. All right. Don't forget, lie of the day.
Ooh.
3:30 today. I have told a lie at some point during the show. If you know what it is and you call in at 3:30, you can win a pair of Rams tickets, a Vote for Jorge t-shirt, and a shot at $1 million by picking the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. That's at 3:30 today. Make sure you're here for that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And standing by right now with a look at our traffic is Kiki. Hey, Kiki.
Gosh, I feel like I haven't talked to you forever. I missed you guys. Good to be back. Hope you all had a good holiday, Thanksgiving. And you know what? I thought things would mellow out on the roadways today. Not the case. We've got a new SIG alert in North Hills, 405 northbound, right after Nordoff Street. It's a crash and a diesel spill. Now, this just happened like a half hour ago. It looks like it's in the right lane. They issued that SIG alert right away. Traffic is already stopped from the 101. We'll keep you updated. This report sponsored by AIS Insurance. Insurance rates are rising. Don't wait until your next auto insurance renewal to see how much your increase will be. Go to AISinsurance.com, and in 5 minutes, you'll know how much you could be saving on auto insurance. I'm Kiki with your traffic, 710 ESPN.
So the girl at Starbucks, I mentioned this a couple times. Momo, here's what she does. You ready? Momo's in for John today. She calls me hun, and she calls me sweetheart. Now, do you think that's appropriate when you're going through the drive-thru at Starbucks? Hey, sweetheart, I'll get your order.
Do you know her?
Don't know her. Do not know. I mean, I see her in the window. I don't know her name. I don't know who she is.
But, like, this is, she's mostly there when you go through the drive-thru every day?
Every day. Hun.
So she kind of knows sweetheart. You, right?
Yeah, but hun and sweetheart are not appropriate.
I think it's okay.
No, I don't. I don't.
I mean, she's trying to bond. It's customer service. She's trying to.
Yeah, not okay.
These are isolating times, Mace. She's just trying to reach out and do, be
hun.
Friendly.
Hun. Don't call,
call me hun.
So what if
hun.
Tom Brady says, hey, babe.
Yeah, Tom Brady says, hey, babe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
sure. So is that appropriate or not?
Well, it's up to the receiver, right? If Gronk was not okay with being called, hey, babe, then I'm sure Gronk would say something about it. But, hey,
but
hun.
He's a babe guy.
Has that ever happened to you at a drive-thru window? Somebody, when you go to pick up your, I'm trying to think, what's your thing, your McRib sandwich at McDonald's, does the McDonald's drive-thru person ever say, okay, hon, I'll get that. Pull up to the window, hon.
Nope. It doesn't happen.
Nope. See? Nah. Not appropriate.
It's completely appropriate. I mean,
it's
a lot
totally
of people.
Fine.
Yeah, a lot of people talk that way. I mean, it's a Southern hospitality type thing too.
She's not Southern. She's not Southern.
I mean,
she's trying
people,
to bond. Like she recognizes you.
Right.
She knows. She sees you basically every day.
I bet she says it to everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just
a
you thing.
Yeah, and it's inappropriate for everybody.
But
why is it inappropriate?
Hun is not something you say. It's sir.
Oh,
you want to be called sir?
Yeah, yeah,
everybody wants to be called sir.
Really?
No.
Pull up to the window, sir. Now pull up to the window, hun. Now pull up to the window, honey.
It's more
now
conversational.
Pull up to the window, sweetheart.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, it's conversational.
I don't know her. I don't want her endearment.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
This is a cold, cold Mace.
Don't try to endear with me. just give me my sandwich and say thank you, sir.
King. Wow.
Good morning, sir. What can I get for you today,
sir? Good morning,
sir.
What can I... Not... Good morning, hun. What can I get for you? No, don't call me hun.
Wow.
You don't even know who I am.
Ooh.
I bet she does now.
Well, I bet she will now. Exactly right. This is going to get back to her. All right, so a lot has gone on today, and we shouldn't bury this stuff. We've got a lie of the day coming up for you in about 10 minutes, and then we've got Game of Games. It's my game today.
Ooh.
Are we calling the month? Is the month over? No, it's not over. Is Ireland going to play today?
No, I was just talking to Ireland, actually. He's stuck in at LAX, so I don't expect him to be on tonight.
Means I have a chance.
You got a chance? I got a chance. And it's probably his game tomorrow if he plays, so.
Do you want to call him on the phone and let him play on the phone?
From sitting in the actual airplane?
Is he on the airplane?
Yeah.
Is he in the airplane?
Yeah, he's delayed. I can ask
him. He's probably not allowed to.
I can ask him. I mean, he's got those fancy...
Ask him if you can, because right now the score is Bergman 6, Ireland 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh. Yeah, so if you can call, close. You can't just give it to me. I need the challenge.
Yeah, you do need a challenge. And that's another 10,000 mythical dollars.
Exactly. Put it at 219.
God, you are cleaning up. All right, so
again.
The Dodgers have lost Corey Seager. He's gone to the Texas Rangers. 10 years and $325 million. The Dodgers have lost Max Scherzer. He's gone to the Mets. 3 years and $130 million. $43 million a year. Highest average annual salary in the history of the game of Major League Baseball. Lincoln Riley is being introduced as head coach.
Lincoln Riley's been introduced as head coach of the USC Trojans. Nobody saw that coming. Shook the college football world. One of the things Mike Bone was asked, did you mean to shake up the college football landscape? He said, nope, that was not our intention, but I'm glad we did. Seems like we have now. Oklahoma seems like they're in a frenzy after all this. They're trying to get Cliff Kingsbury to replace him, but Bob Stoops is coming out of retirement to coach their bowl game. Lakers, yep. Detroit,
yep.
Got the win, barely, again.
They
way
were
too close.
Up 19.
Hey, there you are, Mace. Where'd you go?
Yeah, I don't back, know. Jorge's calling me sir now.
Go for Mason.
Yeah, go for Mason. Yeah, the Lakers are so frustrating to watch.
I know.
They're so frustrating to watch. I mean, they blew that lead. They were up 19. The game was comfortable. This is a team that you've got to beat and beat handily. The schedule gets much tougher from here. And instead, they screw around. They let them get back into the game. They let it get close. It's like, come on, guys. Step on. Seriously.
You know, I saw both the games yesterday, Mace. I went to the Clippers-Warriors in the morning.
Oh, I heard the Warriors just pummeled them.
Man, the Warriors are so good. So what I mean by bringing this up as a point of comparison, when you watch a really good team, like a team that really knows what it's doing on offense and knows what it's doing defensively, and they're happy and they're doing everything the right way, the contrast between a really good team and the Lakers right now, it's even more striking. Like, it's not like you're just watching the Lakers night in and night. Like, the Clippers, you know, God bless them, they're trying. They got a really good defense. But it's so hard for them to score. I mean, it's just like Paul George and that's it. And that's the amount of Clipper talk we'll do. I understand. But the Warriors are so good. And it's not just Steph Curry being awesome. Like,
they're going to get better.
Yeah, Klay's coming back.
And
Weissman's
not back yet, is he?
No, not even. Klay, you know, how much do we love Klay? Klay is playing in the G League right now. Klay is going out to the Santa Cruz Warriors and getting some reps in.
Nice.
Like,
so that means he's close.
That? Yeah,
if he's playing G League, he's got to be getting close.
I mean, Christmas was the target. I think the week before Christmas was the target because he wanted to be back and ready to go for that Christmas Day game.
Wow.
I think he seems like he's, I don't know, if I had to ballpark it, I'd say he's, you know, two, 3 weeks away. So that's right on target.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to get that much better.
But, I mean, defensively, they just look so good. They offensively, Steph's amazing. But then they get contributions from everyone. They get Jordan Poole goes off and Draymond does well. And then they, you know, Otto Porter, like all the guys they picked up. They picked up guys.
They all contribute,
and they fit their system. They have a system. They move the ball. They have an identity. They know
and
where
here's
they're
the
supposed
truth.
To be going.
The Lakers really have no continuity beyond Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
That's it.
It was win a championship, brand new roster. Flame out in the first round, brand new roster. And I would argue that they haven't brought in players who are, let's say it this way. They haven't brought players in that are good at defense.
Yeah, so far.
And therefore, the defense is not good. And Frank Vogel is going to have to figure that out in terms of rotations, et cetera. But right now, it's a team that's not good defensively. And it's also a team that doesn't finish quarters well. It's a team that lets – when you think the game is locked down – they allow somebody to get back into it. Get this one.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
They're 11-11. Guess how many how many games they've won by 10 or more points?
I would say three.
One.
One.
They've won one game by 10 or more points.
Wow.
Everybody is in it all the time when they're playing the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you, we're going to do Lie of the Day. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. It's a big one because it's Million Dollar Monday.
Oh, and we got some excellent quotes coming out of this Lincoln Riley press conference.
Okay, good. We'll get some of those too. In the meantime, 877-710-ESPN. You win Rams tickets, a Vote for Jorge t-shirt, and a shot at $1 million by naming the two Super Bowl teams along with the final score. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, this is 710-ESPN. Million Dollar Monday. Now, if you're just tuning in, I want to let you know a couple of things, and I want to highlight these because they're big stories of the day. Lincoln Riley being introduced as head coach at USC right now as we speak over at the McKay Center. On top of that, Corey Seager will no longer be a Dodger. He will be a Texas Ranger. Signed a 10-year, $325 million deal today. Max Scherzer has gone to the Mets. 3 years, $130 million. The Rams, terrible game yesterday. Matthew Stafford got a just looked awful. Just dreck at quarterback. Again, three straight games now with a pick six. And the Lakers survived last night. They beat Detroit. They're in Sacramento tomorrow night, the team that they lost to in triple overtime over the weekend. All right, Lie of the Day. This is a big one. It's a pair of Rams tickets. It's a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. And it's a shot at $1 million. Momo, pick a number 1 to 10.
4.
Number 4, Mike in Orange. Mike, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
All is good.
I know the lie.
Okay, what is the lie of the day?
Okay, I think the lie is that you ate the Rocky Mountain oysters in Wyoming.
That
is 100% the lie, Mike.
Good guess. Woo!
Good job, man. Congratulations.
You sold that so hard.
I sold it hard. I did. I sold it very hard.
You're
I
like
told
so
an elaborate
delicious.
Story. So, Mike, you get the Vote for Jorge t-shirt and a pair of tickets to see Rams Seahawks at SoFi Stadium. And now it is time. What is your last name?
Garcia.
Mike Garcia. And you're in Orange.
Right.
Okay. What okay. two teams will play in the Super Bowl?
Okay, I think it'll be the Chiefs, 28. Tampa Bay, 31.
Ooh, calling for a Tampa 31-28 win over the Chiefs. Mike Garcia in Orange. Good luck, man. Hope you win it.
Thank you. Vote for
Thanks
Jorge.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for winning.
Vote for Jorge. Thanks.
Vote for Jorge.
710awards.net.
Yeah, vote for Jorge, 710awards.net. By the way, I hope he doesn't win it. I still hope the Rams get to the Super Bowl. Not rooting for Tampa to get there.
I know.
By the way, you know who's become my least favorite player in the National Football League? Aaron Rodgers.
Me
He's
too.
Just obnoxious.
Seriously. I really, you know what it is? It's like the whole, it's all of it. It's not just the vaccine thing or the broken
no, it's
toe
not that.
Thing, the COVID
it's...
toe or the, you know, it's the beginning of this year, the self-importance, the ugh.
I was rooting so hard
the
against him.
The Last Dance, you know, the video of The Last Dance.
Oh, The Last Dance. His annoying interviews with Pat McAfee every week. Saying he had COVID toe, then saying I don't have COVID toe.
I can't believe people just ran with that. I'm like, you said it, dude.
You said it. These were your words. Then did you see who he blamed?
Yeah, he blamed the Wall Street Journal.
And Molly Knight, who doesn't even write for the Wall Street Journal.
She just retweeted the story. That's annoying. You're annoying. Come on, man. You all right there, Mace? Keep dropping out.
Hey, sir. Are you still there, sir?
Sir.
No, you dropped.
What's going on with him lately? He's been dropping out all the time. You know what? Jorge, you were dying on that lie of the day. Dying. Could not even keep it together.
And I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a while.
Look, it's been one of those days where I thought we came in here, Greg, and we were going to be talking all about Lincoln Riley. I thought 100% the entire show was going to be about USC's back, play the fight song. Do you have Tusk, too? Do you have the Fleetwood Mac version? I mean, I feel like USC deserves all the flowers today. All the flowers, because they not only pulled it off, but did it under the cover of darkness where no one saw that coming. Huge program transition, huge program making and defining hire. Changes college football landscape, because now Oklahoma's out in the cold. They got to find somebody big. Here comes the best. This is, for those of you who don't know, this is Fleetwood Mac doing the USC, doing a special commissioned song for the USC marching band. It's called Tusk.
Do they really do that for it?
It really is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
This is really Fleetwood Mac for USC. I don't know what the connection was. There must be some kind of connection between the band and the school. But Fleetwood Mac Tusk is the USC song.
I'm
have
back.
All right now. There's Mace.
Hey, sir, you're back.
So anyway, Mace, I was saying how we.
Sure.
What's going on? What's going on with your connection over there? Is it windy over at your house?
I don't know.
You know what I think it is? I think it's your Starbucks lady. I think she heard.
Oh, you think
subterfuge.
Hun, yeah. I'm sorry you're off the air.
I'm going to unplug your connection, sir.
I'm playing Fleetwood Mac for all the USC people out here. Have you seen the quotes coming out of this press conference?
I've seen some of them. Have you read some of them? The one I love is this place is going to be full, and this is going to be the mecca of college football.
I mean,
some swagger.
Yeah. I mean, I think USC just, first of all, you're going to have to get used to another visor guy. He's a big visor guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do we feel about that? Does that make us
I'm okay
tough?
With the visor as long as we win.
Yeah.
I don't care what he wears as long as we win. After these last few years, wear anything you want.
Okay, so this
just
is
win.
USC President Carol Folt talking about Lincoln Riley. This is like something Rob Pelinka would say. I mean, this is great. We were looking for that proverbial unicorn in the forest, and we found that unicorn.
Yes, we found a unicorn.
So I think the quote really should just be, we were looking for that unicorn and we found him. I've never heard about the unicorn in the forest.
Yeah, no, they went looking. The amazing thing is they were able to go looking for a unicorn.
Yeah.
Find one, catch one, bring him back to USC without anybody knowing.
I mean, Lincoln Riley is from Lubbock, Texas.
Yes.
He has no ties to L.A. at all. He has no...
Except
nothing,
the players that he steals from.
Yeah, he does recruit L.A. very well. So obviously he's out here a lot recruiting. But he's from Texas. He went to what school? Some Texas school, like Texas Tech or...
Might have been Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech. He made his entire career in Texas or Oklahoma. Like, he's a Midwest guy. He wears that visor. He named his dogs Boomer and Sooner.
Yep.
I mean,
he was all in.
How did they get that guy? How did they get him? Like, that tells me something about Lincoln Riley, though, that he looked at USC and said, this is a top five program. I'm going to be the next Pete Carroll. I can recruit the hell out of LA. We're in the Pac-12. We can win that every year.
Yep.
The sleeping giant. All it takes is somebody with some vision. And he clearly has not only vision, but Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's so much better than the LSU job. LSU job.
And Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC next year, which makes that even harder.
Even harder. The Pac-12 is winnable every single year. It's basically going to be USC and Oregon. USC and Oregon, pencil them in for next year's Pac-12 championship
game. Every once
in
a while, Washington or Stanford will pop up.
Yeah, although Washington is, since Chris Peterson left, they've really come off the rails. Yeah, but,
and Stanford's down again, you know.
And Stanford's down. But, no, pencil it in now. USC versus Oregon, Pac-12 championship game. We will be getting ready for it 1 year from right now.
Hey, you want to put some money on it? Oh, you don't have any.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Jorge.
You guys got to come up with ways for him to get back into this.
No, I don't want it. No, I don't want to play their game. Screw it. I'll wait for next year.
Damn,
all right, coming
you.
Up next for you is Game of Games. Is, did we determine if John is going to be able to play?
He said he would text me if he's able to, but I doubt it.
Okay, so it's going to be Momo, Bergman, and Jorge. This is a big day. This is like put it away day. Bergman, ooh, if you win, you win the month.
It's over.
What if I
it's
win?
It's over.
Then if you win, you have 2 points.
Yeah, but it's for pride.
Correct.
It's
for
pride. Really embarrassing that I've hosted this many times in the month of November and not won.
And have not won. Yeah.
It's really embarrassing for me.
It's shocking.
Hey, Mace, what do we do, though? Let's, because it should be John's game tomorrow if he's here.
Yeah,
but he can't.
We restart the month.
Okay, so you would just, if so, it would just end.
We'll call it December. Right. If you win today, we'll call it December.
Right, but what if you win, or what if, like, Momo wins? I mean, you can't win, so if Momo wins.
Why don't you do the game tomorrow?
Well, because then I can't win.
I'll do another game.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Hey,
if you
Mike
win, I'll do
call.
Another game. We'll figure it out. Game of Games is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Standing by right now with a look at our traffic is our friend Kiki. Hey, Kiki.
Hey, hon. You ready for some traffic?
Ready.
What's up, Cupcake? Let's do this. Hey, we've got that big problem in North Hills. We still have the crash with the diesel spill. It's going to spill. It's going to be the 405 northbound right at Nordoff Street. Now, this has taken away the two right lanes. Traffic is stopped from Valley Vista and Sepulveda Boulevard. So just try to avoid it. Again, 405 northbound right after Nordoff. That mess is going to be with us for a bit. This report sponsored by JCPenney. Cyber Days are happening now at JCPenney. Hurry to jcp.com to shop thousands of online deals through Wednesday. Get incredible savings on cold weather bedding and, yes, please, diamonds. You got to be quick and click these deals before they're gone. I'm Kiki with your traffic, 710 ESPN.
So getting tons of reaction on Twitter. Not so fast with SC versus Oregon prediction. While SC is getting the coach they want, there are other schools they need to jump over. Cannot wait for next year's Battle of the Victory Bell. I feel like it is going to wind up back at USC. James, by the way, also tweets, "You all right, Mace? Early you went radio silence on air over a bad joke. Now you say it's inappropriate when a service worker calls you hun instead of sir while giving you your sandwich. Maybe 420 should start early today."
Ooh.
And it will.
Boy, and it will.
And we apologize, sir.
We apologize, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, it is Game of Games time. And let me see here. We got us Momo, we got us Bergman, we got us Jorge. If Bergman wins, he puts away the month. So, Momo, Jorge, you've got to be spoilers here, okay?
Yeah, we got to do this, Jorge. Come on, you and me band together.
All right,
here we go.
Can't let Greg win.
This is called the birthday game. I will give you somebody who's having their birthday and a fact about them.
All
you
right.
Tell me if it's real or made up. Saturday was the late Bruce Lee's birthday. Bruce Lee was born in Chinatown in San Francisco. He was born in the hour and year of the dragon, raised in Hong Kong, but later moved to Seattle and studied acting at the University of Washington. Is that fact or is that fiction, Momo?
I'll say that's fact.
Fact. Bergman.
Fact.
Fact. Jorge.
Fiction.
Jorge, you should have gone the other way. It is absolute fact. Was born in the hour and year of the dragon. Number two. Yesterday was the late Anna Nicole Smith's birthday. At the age of 22, she married 89-year-old billionaire J. Howard Marshall. While most thought she married him for the money, during interviews she told reporters that she married for love. In a Vogue article, she talked about everything from their robust sex life to their mutual love of soup. She had Marshall's face tattooed on her back, and it is visible during her 1989 Playboy Playmate shoot. Bergman, is that fact or is that fiction?
Ooh, it started to get into a little bit too many details. But I think most of that was true. I'm going to say true.
True. Jorge.
Fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
I will also say fiction.
Yeah, it is fiction. Their mutual love of soup.
That was great.
We love soup.
That was funny. That made me laugh.
That was stolen from Best in Show, if you know the movie.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Number three, Randy Newman turned 78 years old yesterday. He wrote his most famous song, I Love L.A., in his convertible while actually driving around Los Angeles. He sings that he has a big, nasty redhead by his side. That redhead was girlfriend Marlene, and she wrote down the lyrics as he came up with them from behind the wheel. Is that fact or is that fiction, Jorge?
Fact.
Fact. Momo.
I'm trying to remember the lyric. I've heard that song so many times. I think it's fact.
Fact. Bergman.
With the crowd. Fact.
It is fiction. Totally made it up. I have no idea if he had a girlfriend named Marlene who happened to be redhead.
Sixth Street.
Number four.
We love it.
Momo 2, Bergman 1, Jorge 1. Number four. It is Howie Mandel's 65th birthday. He's famously a germaphobe. He's also a neat freak. When he was a kid, his favorite toy was the vacuum cleaner. He ran it through his entire boyhood home at least twice a day. Momo, is that fact or is that fiction?
I think that's fact.
Fact. Bergman.
I think it's fiction.
Fiction. Jorge.
It's a fact.
It is fiction. I completely made that up. Dang. I have no idea if he ever played with a vacuum cleaner.
Because I thought Bobby's World was all about like his life.
Number five. Okay. It is okay. Momo 2, Bergman 2, Jorge 1.
Okay, we got to go for the win here.
Today is Russell Wilson's 32nd birthday. Ooh. He considered retiring after the 2016 season, but his wife, Ciara, thought he would be very unhappy retiring so early, so she wrote the song Level Up, directed at Wilson, telling him to get back out there and play. Is that fact or is that fiction, Bergman?
Fact.
Fact. Jorge.
Fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
I think that's fact.
Totally made it up. No idea why she wrote the song Level Up. It is one of her songs.
I thought
songs,
he was going to go play baseball. That's why I thought you were, that was true.
Yeah,
was
no,
true.
No. Okay. All made up. All made up. Number six.
Right.
It's 2-2-2.
Let's go.
Ben Stiller turns 55 tomorrow. The Frat Pack is the nickname for a group of actors who appeared in the highest grossing comedies of the mid-90s. The group includes Will Ferrell, Jack Black, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, Steve Carell, and Ben Stiller. GQ Magazine dubbed Ben Stiller the official leader of the Frat Pack. Is that fact or is that fiction? Let's see. We start with Jorge.
I'll say fact.
Fact. Momo.
I have never heard that term. I'm going to say fiction.
Fiction. Bergman.
Yeah, I've never heard the Frat Pack either. I'm going to say fiction.
And Jorge takes the
lead. Oh, no.
Ben Stiller is the leader of the Frat Pack.
I mean, all those guys are the, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know they called them the
I've
Frat
I've never
pack.
Heard them that. Called yeah. That. Okay. I don't think frat when I think Ben Stiller.
Well, remember, Brat. They made Old School. They made
but those
Wedding
are not
Crashers.
Frat boys.
They were young then.
Oh, that's true.
They're not cool frat guys.
Neighborhood Watch.
Is all right. Number
nerds?
Seven. Jorge, you can put this away.
All right, let's go.
Tomorrow is the late Mark Twain's birthday.
Oh.
He was born 2 days after Halley's Comet flew past Earth, and he died on the very day that Halley's Comet blew past the planet the next time, 74 years later. Is that fact or is that fiction, Jorge?
Fiction.
Fiction. Momo.
Fact. Go
fact.
Win.
Bergman.
I actually think that is fact.
It is 100% a fact. You are
Woo!
Absolutely
Woo,
right.
We're all in it. We're all
we're
in
all
it.
In
everybody is in it.
Ooh. I'm a stand up now. Let's go.
Oh, we got the Momo dance.
Let's go.
Oh.
All right. I am going to describe. I'm going to give you a list of movie titles.
She's punching the air.
You, when you think you know what actor
okay.
made these movies, your name is your buzzer.
Got it.
Okay, your name is your buzzer.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with this. Obviously not prepared at all for this.
Okay.
I didn't think there
you
would be a
play
time.
Play some Lincoln Riley stuff.
Okay. Curious George. The Producers.
Momo.
Bewitched.
Momo.
Momo.
Nathan Lane.
No, I'm sorry,
oh,
you're
that's
out.
Who I was thinking, too.
Ding!
Okay, The Producers. Bewitched.
Bewitched. Okay. Kicking and Screaming.
Greg.
Greg.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell is right, and yeah! Greg Berman wins the month.
Gosh, dang it.
Yeah. Bergman wins the month. Wow.
Ooh.
What a you are on a roll.
And
right
10 grand.
Now. Except for your very first bit today. You are on a roll.
Yeah, that one didn't really hit very well, did it?
Didn't land.
Nope.
Did not land well.
Was a bad one.
Bad
not
one. Bad
a good
bit.
One.
All right, break
bad
time. Bit. We gotta go, sir. We have to go, sir.
What is our out time?
Now.
Oh, our out time is now. All right. Well, thank you, Jorge. Thank you, Bergman. Momo, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We are back tomorrow. I don't know who I'm working with. Somebody, maybe John. We'll
John,
find
Brian.
Out. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock sharp. In the meantime, Sedano and Cap is coming up next for you, 710 ESPN.